You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tzadik haya mi sheyarech chneset ha-gedola, hu haya omer ha-shlosha devarim ha-olam omed, al ha-Torah, al ha-avodah, v'al gemilut chasadim. So we learned in Bat Shimon ha-Tzadik, already, you know, as far as what the holiness that he had, and you know, how he actually is brought, that Alexander Mogdon, when he saw him, he bowed down to him. And they were very surprised, and he told them that any time that he goes to the war, he sees exactly him, that he guides him how to go to the war. So actually, it's very interesting that Shimon HaTzadik asked Alexander Mogdon, because at that time we had Gibonim that actually they made a lot of trouble for Am Yisrael. So he took care of him. And it's very interesting that many Yehudim, they named their kids Alex. You heard?
Yeah.
Why? Because of Alexander Mogdon.
Yes.
To show appreciation to Alexander Mogdon. And so they named their children Alex.
They didn't call
him with their own. Well, Chas v'Shalom. Yeah, but here, that's the background. Because he favored Am Yisrael because of the troublemakers. So now he has three important texture for us. The guideline is that he teaches us that the earth, the olam, is holding on three important factors. It's Torah, avodah means korbanot and also tefillah, sacrifices and prayers, and gemilut hasadim, and to be gomel chesed, to do kindness, to go out of your way. So now actually, he's teaching us that the reason that the olam was created was because of three important factors. One is that the only way that the fuel constantly will go on, then the earth will last, and quarter to four will not shake. It's a quarter to five. So you have to give him the fuel, and that is, you know, you have to set up, as we see later on Mishnah, that is commanding us that you have to have a set time, not amount of time, set time. You have to have a set time to learn Torah and your tefillot, and Bezat Hashem soon in Beit HaMikdash would bring korbanot.
Amen.
And gemilut hasadim. This is an interesting point that is brought, that we see in the Torah, that says that when Noah went on a cruise, so then it says, Ve'iskor Elokim et Noah. He remembered. What did he remember? What did Hashem remember? Right, that's true, but here's something that needs reminder. To the animals. Oh, beautiful. Very nice. So it's a very scary looking at Noah. All of a sudden, Hashem remembered. Yeah, he forgot that he's in there?
No.
He didn't forget?
No.
So what does it mean, very scary? So all of a sudden, the only way that he can come out of the ship is because he did kindness to
animals.
Beautiful. So now let's review his profile. Noach, it says in the Torah, it's tzaddik tamim haya v'dorotav, right?
Yes.
Righteous, the only one righteous person that you can find in the whole time of Noah. It's Noah. It says in the Torah. And not only that, how many years did it take to build the sheep? 120 years. Was it easy to get in the sheep? Yeah, was it easy?
No.
What happened?
People wanted to kill Noah. No.
To let him in. They want to kill him. Yeah, they want to kill him.
God, that Hashem wouldn't have mercy on the whole world. He wouldn't believe it.
Also. Right, but the point here is, if in the Torah says that Noah was tzaddik, right? If he worked 120 years and they, without respect, you know, it became just a joke. Because you see what 120 years is? You know, one generation, and then the grandchildren, the grand-grandchildren, then they talking about the old man is building a ship by Wilshire Robertson, and became like just the fun at the table. And not only that, when he wants to get in the ship, you know, they want to kill him. So all of these didn't matter, only when he says, Vayizkor Elokim et Noah, because he took care of the animals. None of those did not create the merit to get him out of the sheep. How could it be? Which is more important? That, you know, to go through all this trouble with these people. They want to even kill him. And he says in the Torah, it's a deed. But still, the only merit that he gained, that he did kindness to the animal. Could it be such a thing? You understand? What do you mean? Hashem tells him to go on a mission. He's not gonna secure him. He's not gonna.
Because he was tzaddik, Hashem told him to make this.
Fine. What has anything to do with it? Hashem says, you know, I command you to do this, and then he's not gonna be protected. Understand, but
so this is his own decision.
I know, but it's not day or 2 months or 6 months or, you know, a few years. 120 years, you know how what the work is? He didn't get no zechut?
Yeah.
So here he says, the only zechut that he gained, that he would be able to come out of the sheep, it was, he did kindness to the animals. What kind of formula is this? He gave his life, huh?
The kindness that he did counts.
Understand, but the other matter that he went through would not.
This what he did for the animals.
Well, what happened to the others?
The others, Hashem protection, Hashem hashgacha for them to save them from the people that wanted to kill him, and you know. But this he did it from himself.
How could it be if Hashem appoints somebody to do a mission, then he's not going to protect them? So what has anything to do with it? But he says in the Torah, was a tzaddik. He worked hard 120 years. People want to kill him, but still, he went on.
But he got a limb from the lion.
Sorry?
So when he got the...
No, that was a different reasoning. Different reasoning.
So why Hashem didn't protect him then?
Because it was kind of, you know, he's to be blamed for what he did. So is that Hashem trying to find out?
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.